Chapter 14. Let's get real or let's not play.
When you're driving, especially when you're anxious to get somewhere that's really important, and you see a yellow light, what do? If you're honest with yourself, you gun it. You try to beat the light. It's like the yellow light has become the universal symbol for speed up. Unfortunately, a lot of people use that same response in business. They hear something that concerns them, or they see some person's reaction in a meeting. They think it could spell trouble. They're not comfortable with it. And they speed up to avoid running into their own worst fears. Ultimately, what we're afraid of is that the light will turn red, and all our hard work and great thinking will get shot down, so we just blow through the light. Our experience in business seems to have convinced us that hitting a red light is failure, and so when we see yellow, we just close our eyes and speed up and somehow hope we make it through. If you can't slow down for yellow lights to business think, it's hard to get real. Get real with yourself, with anyone else, or even about the solution that the business really needs. To be great at business thinking, you have to deal with what's real. And if hitting a red light is unavoidable, hit it as soon as possible. The sooner the better. Now, intellectually, people know that. It makes sense. Emotionally, we resist it. And here are three ideas that will help you emotionally to overcome that and learn how to manage yellow lights effectively. 3 points here. Number one, red lights are not failure. Failure is making a red light needlessly more expensive. Spending a lot more time, money, company resources, whatever it is, to hit the same red light that could have been reached very early in the game. Number two, when you encounter a yellow light, when you see it, slow down. If you see it, hear it, feel it, find a way to say it. Tactfully, but find a way to say it. Number three, turn the yellow lights that you see, that you encounter, to red or green. Because often, another person's criteria for resolution of the yellow light are less stringent, less harsh than your own. And if they turn the light to green, they're far more convinced than if you try to convince them. Like Dave said, a person convinced against their will is of the same mind still. They need to turn the yellow light to green. So during conversations, people will give you those signals about how they're feeling and what they're thinking. Those signals will come verbally, what they say. They could come vocally, how they say it, their inflection, their emphasis, their tone, whatever. And visually, their nonverbal communication. And you'll need the awareness while you're business thinking to pick up on those signals, because people will give you the signals during the conversation, especially when you've hit a yellow light. And when you do, remember the rule. If you see it, hear it, or feel it, find a way to say it tactfully.
Slowing down for yellow lights, as Steve is suggesting, requires an awful lot of awareness of what's going on and a willingness to make that explicit for others. And it will require that you have more choices. What could you do about what you're feeling or sensing? It's also going to be important for you to have your ego checked at the door. Now, one very powerful choice, and it might seem almost simplistic, it's just very powerful and very helpful, is to simply state the obvious. For a variety of reasons, most people won't state what is so obvious. They have fear or concern. Now, as you bring up what seems to be obvious, make sure that you do it without any emotional charge, without any judgment, or without indicting anyone. We'd like to share a three-part response that we've found in our own experience works very well at being able to handle yellow lights. The first part is to simply say something like, "I have a concern," or "I think we may have a problem," or you might even start with, "Man, I'm a little confused." The second part would be to articulate the concern. State what it is that you think is a problem, that you see as a barrier, or whatever it is that you've sensed that you want to examine or explore. Make sure that it's clear. articulate it clearly so that everyone understands and that there's no misunderstanding. And then the third part is to engage everyone else towards solving that problem, to getting feedback as to whether that really is true, as to whether that barrier exists, or to whether your feeling really is valid. Now, here are some examples of yellow lights and how you can effectively slow down for them. Just imagine you get a yellow light from a committee. You get this sense that the executive committee has already decided to allocate resources to something else. Here would be the three-part business think response. I'm getting a feeling, and I'd like to just run it past you. I get the sense that no matter how good our ideas are, or even if the business case produces a better return on investment, it seems like the executive team's already made a decision to do something else and is already committed that way. Am I off base on that? Now, that gives you the opportunity to state what you're feeling, to do it tactfully, and to solicit input or feedback from the other people. Here's another one. Say you have a yellow light and people just seem unwilling to make a commitment in terms of budget or money. Business Think might respond by saying, I'm confused. We said that this project could save us tens of millions, yet you're only willing to invest tens of thousands. What part of the I in ROI are we missing? Ignoring yellow lights, not dealing with them when they come up, is dangerous. So let's get real, or let's not play. Ignoring those yellow lights is really a form of guessing, and in business think, we're committed to no guessing. Now, here's another idea that's very important that you understand. Red lights are not bad. They don't indicate that you've failed. They're just red lights. They don't mean you've missed an opportunity. What they do mean is that you've hit an obstacle. And if you can resolve that obstacle, you can get beyond that. And if you can't resolve it, then it means it's over. At least you're aware of what's going on, and you can do something about it. Remember, red light isn't failure. If you get a yellow light early, and you take your best shot at resolving it, but you can't, you may have saved you and a whole bunch of other people in the organization valuable time and money. Failure is making those red lights turn out to be more expensive. Not long ago, I was working with a company who was trying to get an internal group to adopt a solution. They had put together a project and a proposal, and they had a lot of money in it. They had some cross-functional teams. This was a big company, and it was a big project. They ignored several yellow lights in the process, part of which included not truly understanding what the executive team wanted or expected. Long story short, they had invested nearly $200,000 just putting together all the data and preparing the presentation and ultimately getting it to the point where they could propose something to the executive team. And sure enough, some of the yellow lights that they stepped past and ignored turned red in the presentation, and it killed the deal. That's how you make yellow lights more expensive. You continue to spend time, effort, and resources when it's not warranted. Now, in the course of your business think discussions, you may arrive at the conclusion that the impact of the problem that you've been exploring isn't really that big, or maybe the opportunity isn't worth pursuing. Now, let's just talk about the scenario where, as you go through business think and you're considering a problem, or you're really wanting to chase an opportunity, and you and everyone else becomes convinced that the impact is big. There's a yellow light question, a significant one that needs to arise. That's this question. What has stopped the company as a whole from successfully resolving these issues before now? It could be a yellow light. If so, you need to check it out. And by the way, if this is a new opportunity, an area where you've never ventured, you've never had experience in this area as a company, you'll have to ask the question a little bit differently. It's the same question. What, if anything, might prevent us in the future from successfully implementing this project? Now, to answer this question provides valuable insight, and you don't want to miss out on that. Yet for whatever reason, this is a question most people don't ask. Maybe it's because of fear at some level that you'll really hit something that's unresolvable and all that hard work and that business thinking is going to get shut down or thrown out. The odds of getting shut down are much greater if you don't ask that question and if you don't have answers to that question. What we're saying is that yellow lights can reveal obstacles or barriers from the past, and they may or they may no longer exist. Either way, you want to know. You might hear things like, well, we never had a budget before, and now you do. Or you didn't have various approvals, and now you have them. Maybe it wasn't a top priority, and now it is. What you want to know is, what are the things that have stopped us in the past, and what's changed? Here's a couple of examples. Since we haven't been able to get this adequately budgeted, or we can't get buy-in from the executive committee. Politics has always gotten in the way and killed this. Yeah, it's been too complicated. Or we've had higher priorities. Even if any of those things are true, at least now you know. And you know two things. Number one, the impact is big, and there's something real in front of you that can stop you from getting the impact you want. The question you ask is, well, what's going to be different this time? If we never had the CIO's support for this, what's going to be different this time? If nothing is different, it's likely nothing will be different. It's crucial to understand what blocked the solution in the past that might block it again, because hitting one of these roadblocks is a yellow light. So once again, slow down for yellow lights. All you have to do is simply state the obvious with tact and do it with grace. Do it in a way that opens up dialogue and encourages people to examine the yellow light that you've noticed. And keep the dialogue open until you're convinced that you can either remove the roadblock or that it won't be dealt with. Now, once you've removed any roadblock and you've dealt with the yellow light and you're still convinced that something is worth solving, the next step in business think is to find out what's causing this problem in the first place. Okay, let's dive once more into the business think mirror. Let's do some self-evaluation on how you do with yellow lights. Question one, if I hear or see or feel something that doesn't make sense, I find a tactful way to state the obvious. Number two, if I find a solution that makes good sense and the problem seems to be fairly high in priority, I'm good at slowing down to make sure we answer the question, if this is so important, what has stopped us from addressing these issues before now? Number three, I'm willing to slow down and ask questions about topics that seem confusing or not obvious to people, even though it may be politically risky.